Value chain analysis and high-level current state mapping. A supply chain network can offer strategic value in the following areas: reducing operating costs through efficiency, favorable terms from suppliers, etc., increasing revenues by increasing customer loyalty, or providing differentiated or value-added supply chain services, increasing innovation or time to market with strong collaborative relationships, fast production ramp-up, and on-schedule production, improving long-term equity. The value chain is a way of understanding how one activity in the chain can affect the costs of another. By analyzing connections, an organization can find ways to improve costs and competitive power without damaging quality and long-term profitability. A value chain is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the functions within a company that add value to the goods or services that the organization sells to customers and for which it receives payment. The term was coined by Michael Porter in The Competitive Advantage. The internal value chain, see Exhibit 1-30, consists of primary and support activities, which are influenced by strategic drivers. Support activities need to help the primary activities become more efficient and more effective at creating competitive advantage. In addition to the support activities listed, technological development, research and development, organizational infrastructure, financing, and procurement are also support activities. Exhibit 1-30, Internal Value Chain. One way to extend the internal value chain is to extend the scope of supply chain transformation, such as to product and service design and new product introduction. For example, ScoreDS has a design-centric extension called the Design Chain Operations Reference, DCOR model that includes processes and metrics for this support activity. ScoreDS also has a Customer Chain Operations Reference, CCOR extension that addresses sales and marketing support activities, and a Product Lifecycle Chain Operations Reference, PILCOR model to support the product lifecycle. Another option is to use methodologies such as Design for Supply Chain or Design for Everything. Another practical way to transform the value chain is to use the balanced scorecard to define goals that are broader than the supply chain and then create a transformation portfolio that includes projects to increase things like innovation or learning and growth in both primary and support activities. The organization's internal value chain is usually only one part of a larger value chain system that includes the value chains of the organization's trading partners. In other words, its supply chain. This is expressed in the dictionary's definition of value chain analysis, an examination of all links the company uses to produce and deliver its products and services, starting from the origination point and continuing through delivery to the final customer. The process of value chain analysis is as follows. Create a process map for value chain activities for a single product category or product family. Start with primary activities, which may already be done as part of transformation mapping, and then add secondary activities. Repeat this process separately for each major product category or product family. Tools such as DCOR and CCOR can be used to standardize processes. Calculate the value of each primary and secondary activity and its cost. Challenge assumptions about value by asking whether the material quality, feature, direct transformation process, or support service satisfies a specific customer need. Another question to ask is whether the element helps increase business volume or turnover, or provides tangible network synergies. Finally, ask whether this same benefit might be provided in a different way, more efficiently / less cost. Seek opportunities for competitive advantage based on one's strategy and selected KPIs for the strategy. It is important to analyze opportunities relative to one's strategy. If differentiation is vital to the strategy, what areas of the value chain provide the most differentiation? We will show in this course how to set KPIs for a supply chain based on customer operational requirements, such as for responsiveness or agility. Value chain analysis can use this same process. The trading partners and the organization need to work together to provide value to customers. Each added cost should add value. Partner activities that add cost but less value need to be improved by making strong root cause recommendations. Understanding your supply chain network and nodes. Prior to engaging in network optimization, it is vital to understand the current state of your supply chain network and nodes. The nodes are the suppliers, warehouses, production facilities, and various customer echelons. The network is how the nodes are interconnected, transportation modes, and information connections. A network will also have decoupling points where supply is decoupled from demand. For example, inventory storage is a buffer against supply-demand mismatches. Map these out in terms of where they are and how much inventory is stored at each node. This can help in rationalizing where these points should be located. Also, each buffer location should be considered as a potential junction point for switching between distinct supply chains. Value stream mapping is an important lean tool for value chain analysis. It can be used to identify the value-added and non-value-added portions of a process so that the latter can be reduced or eliminated. This tool is discussed elsewhere. For example, our case study organization Sample Incorporated has mapped out its supply chain network and nodes, focusing on its suppliers and its warehouses, as shown in Exhibit 1-31. Warehouses also perform repackaging operations. The main warehouses also co-locate a local sales office to improve coordination of sales and supply chain operations teams. Exhibit 1-31, Sample, Incorporated Petroleum and Chemical Product Case Study, Warehouses and Suppliers. In this early stage, a high-level understanding of the cost of this network should be gained for later benchmarking purposes. This includes the cost of the nodes as well as transportation costs between nodes in the aggregate. Cost trends should be determined, and obvious problems such as transportation costs growing faster than other expenses should be noted. Areas of high efficiency can also be noted as models to study and replicate. There may be challenges with gathering and cleansing the vast amount of data on networks and nodes needed for the analysis. If so, prioritize cleansing and formatting so that later data analysis will be faster and better able to find an optimal solution to the number of nodes and links that have in the network, where they should be, and their size. Network study can be a foundational project on its own. Interconnectivity. Interconnectivity is created by supply chain partners' supply chain information systems technologies, including enterprise resource planning, ERP, advanced planning and scheduling systems, APS, warehouse and transportation management systems, WMS and TMS, point of sale, POS systems, and so on. Understanding interconnectivity requires mapping out these systems at a high level, including how they interface with other systems. Note any partner integration rules that are in place and levels of compliance. Note any bottlenecks, format disconnects, or manual steps. It is important at this point not to start thinking of new technology solutions to add. One must first determine desired capabilities and then reverse engineer technology enablers. A key benefit of better interconnectivity between supply chain parties and nodes is that it can replace inventory with information. Information on actual demand is shared up the supply chain and forecasts are replaced by pulse signals further upstream, greatly reducing the bullwhip effect, a situation in which variability at the customer source is magnified at each step backward through the chain when each party forecasts based only on their immediate customers' ordering patterns, promotions are not communicated, etc. Better interconnectivity also provides these benefits. Each party in the chain will discover which types of data are providing real benefit and which are just extra noise that is confusing analysis. Interconnectivity can automate the product design feedback loop for better quality. Resources can be better used and unwanted redundancy can be eliminated.